This week on Get Hench,
we're talking to top athletes about how they remain at the top.
Hey, Sergey! Wait up! Sergey!
Carl, why are you here?
I saw you run out of the house. What are you doing?
I'm running.
Yeah, but what are you running from? The cops.
No, I'm running and listening to our podcast.
You're going to need a better alibi than that, bro. I'll get your passport, and I know a guy who can get us a car. After that, we're on our own.
No, I just want to listen to my podcast.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it.
Simples.
Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for May 7th, 2023. The New York Mets lost to the Colorado Rockies 5-2 on Saturday afternoon. Tyler McGill failed to go five innings for the Mets and left with them down 3-2. The Mets were not able to rally. Steven Nogosa gave up a two-run homer to put the Rockies further ahead, and that is how the game ended. Now, tomorrow's game, or today's game when you're listening to this, will likely be started by Joey Lucchese, who was pulled from a game early to save him for this potential start. And so I am truly hoping beyond hope, that today is the last day of starting pitching weirdness for the Mets for a while. I know that's a Pollyanna-ish opinion to have, because there will always be weirdness with the Mets starting pitching this season, it seems. But having a guy on short rest, not far removed from Tommy John surgery, that seems like a pretty shitty thing to do to him and to possibly the team. But I can't truly blame the Mets brass, because what else are you going to do? You had David Peterson make the start. David Peterson, who got rocked in AAA this week. And if Jose Buto make the start, can they even call him up without ILing somebody? I don't think they even can. So, you know, another bullpen game? All these games are bullpen games. Gary and Ron were talking on the broadcast today about how I believe it's 28 of the 34 starts, games the Mets have had, rather, the starter hasn't gone into the sixth inning. Like, that's crazy. All these games are essentially bullpen games. So I understand why Joey Lucchese was the best option to start tomorrow's game. But seeing how everything shook out today, it doesn't have me feeling super confident about tomorrow. And I'm probably the biggest Lucchese apologist out there. Number one, I love a pun, and Cherv is almost a pun. Number two, I'm Italian, and I love Italian baseball players. So I am, and I love funky lefties. I am all in on Joey Lucchese, but it just seems like a bit of a problem to have Lucchese starting this game on short rest tomorrow. Today, rather. I keep forgetting when I record these late at night that I'm talking about the day. You understand what I'm saying. You all understand me. The reason I want to talk about Sunday's game is because Saturday's game was just so uninspiring. You know, the Mets are just not hitting with men on base at all. They're barely hitting at all, let alone with men on base. But it just seems like we're at a point in the season where, I mean, Gary was talking about it today. You know, they're back at 500 today. But he said, when you look at everything that's going on with the team, it's sort of shocked they're not 10 games under. And I agree. And that's, you know, it's a good thing that they're not 10 games under. But I also kind of wouldn't be surprised if 10 days from now they're 10 games under. I know that's really, really doom and gloom of me. I don't mean it that way. I just mean that, you know, in baseball, typically, everything gets back to normal, right? Things regress to the mean. And it just seems like this team is not playing at all like a 500 baseball team right now. And that's sad, because the talent on this team is considerable. It, you know, at least I would consider it that way, offensively. And, you know, we've talked about how the bullpen has been miraculous. And we've talked about how the starting pitching hasn't been there. Hopefully now that Scherzer and Verlander are back, they can normalize a bit. Hopefully Scherzer's fastball can be more effective, as our friend Christian Romo wrote about for Friday at Amazing Avenue, which was the utter ineffectiveness of his fastball in his first start back from the penalty box, the bad boy list, whatever we're calling it. But anyway, let's think about positive things. Let's hope the Mets can salvage the series against the Rockies tomorrow in Game 3. Like I said, maybe it's Lucchese. Probably it's Lucchese. Whatever it is, you can find me talking about it afterwards. You can also find on Monday, a bonus episode of Homer and Applesauce on our Patreon. So go to patreon.com/homerandapplesauce. It's a Matt Harvey-based episode. I can't wait to talk about Harvey with fellow podcasters. You can follow me on Twitter @BrianEatsAnApp. And until next time, let's go Mets.